This is definitely indicating a physical position of branch, BRANCH. The name GLENN, date of birth 8/11/1956, place Autumn Lake, Healthcare, Arlington West, date of service 11/4/2023. History of present illness. This is initially. This initial evaluation patient has been admitted, transferred to my service, being a PCP. Patient has a known history of traumatic brain injury, alcohol abuse, PVA with the left hemiplegia, hypertension. Right humerus head fracture, dependent on his ADL and for continuation of his care. Also has a known hypertension. Right MC stroke in 2015. Hyperlipidemia. History of anoxic. Please believe that traumatic brain injury patient has a history of anoxic brain injury, not traumatic. Do not type traumatic. And previous history of multiple old CVA and substance abuse, dyslipidemia. Family history positive for today, when I saw the patient is lying on the bed. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. He's able to respond to the verbal command and no cough, no congestion. He has ambulatory dysfunction. As medical history, as I mentioned, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anoxic brain injury in 2016 due to accidental overdose, CVA, right MC stroke, with the left hand increases. Previous MRI has revealed multiple old CVA, alcohol abuse, dyslipidemia, non-compliance history in the past, family history, hypertension, CHF, and MRI in the mother, allergy not known, social history, substance abuse history, currently at the nursing home, resident, your system, no headache, indigenous, and social coordination, no tough cardiac, and chest, and GN, long-term, muscular skeletal, no pain, dentigenic, material, neural, and syncope, ambulatory dysfunction, generalized weakness, physical examination is awake, he's alert, lying in the bed, cooperative, blood pressure 122 over 78, pulse 56, temperature 97.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse off 97%. Head. No hematoma, asymptomatic pneumophilic, hygienic, connectable, no DVD, chest, not tender, lungs, legal, no vision, heart, no cerebrum, is soft, not involved in posture, extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake, alert, lying on the bed, moving all his extremities, gait, not tested, patient is resting on the bed. current medications. Paranol 650 and vitamin D supplement 1000 units daily, Lipitor 20 mg daily, SCTV 25 mg daily, Nifedipine XL 90 mg daily, Seneca 8.6 mg 2 tablet daily. Yeah. Recent lab was done in July. WC67, Marvin 13, Natural 44, Lilla 209, ALT 42, AST 29, Q 26, Kern 0.9, glucose, FP2, potassium 3.8, sodium
139.
But after that, repeat blood sugar is 98, current blood sugar is 98. Assessment patient has been admitted. She's undergoing rehab for continuous with medical management and patient care. Here's number one, PDA. Number two, history of an onset brain injury. Next one, CV is the right arm, CA is the resulting left hand increases. Next one, alcohol abuse. Next one, history of substance abuse, cocaine in the past, dyslipidemia. And the dementia of the behavior disturbance. At present, I have reviewed his medication because he has a known history of PDA. And there is no evidence of he agreed. He's already on statin, but we put him on aspirin 1 milligram daily. Patient has also the history of vomiting encephalopathy in the past, secondary alcohol abuse. Level air, 500 milligram PO daily. This kind of education, thank you.